That's £4.95, please, sir.
Can I pay by cheque?
No, unfortunately, we no longer accept cheques. You can pay by credit card, debit card, cash.
Cheques as we know them have been around for almost 350 years, but eventually they could be a thing of the past. Last December, the Payments Council confirmed they wanted to ditch the cheque as the number being written each year has been steadily falling. They're also expensive for banks to process, costing about £1 each as opposed to 25 pence per electronic payment. Many shops already don't take them, such as Next, John Lewis and Marks and Spencer.
You know, the debit card is effectively a plastic chequebook, isn't it? So, you know, technology has moved ahead of the need for that kind of facility, really.
That's Nick Romans. He's the store finance and operations manager for M&S in Cardiff. He says they stopped accepting cheques about a year ago when they had a completely new till system installed.
I've worked for Marks & Spencer for about 15 years, and when I started, possibly cheques accounted for sort of 40% of the transactions. You know, before we stopped accepting them, we were probably down to 1 or 2% of payments were made by cheque. So it just wasn't practical anymore to account for them, really.
Despite retailers shying away from cheques, another regular spot on the high street still sees a lot of them in their day-to-day business. Luke Baker is manager at the Cardiff City branch of the Post Office. He says that people still choose to pay by cheque as it gives them more flexibility.
We have a lot of bill payers paying bills for other people, and there's not many ways around that if you don't have a cheque. A lot of them are weekly managing their money, and so will write a cheque because they know that they've got the funds to cover it in the next couple of days, and not necessarily right now. Take the cheque away and that sort of flexibility for them goes.
He also said customers like the fact they have a paper trail of their transactions and can easily keep a record of the cheques they write. Some shoppers in Cardiff sounded uneasy about the Payment Council's plans to abolish the cheque.
I prefer to know what's coming into my bank and going out of the bank. And I don't trust the cards.
It's quite convenient for me, and I'm an older person, obviously. So I'm not into all these new fandangled ideas.
I think it would inconvenience a lot of people, because there is a lot of older people use cheques to pay bills and things and workmen and stuff like that, like it's going to be awkward for them.
It seems people still want to keep cheques as an option, despite not using them as often as they used to. Also, the older generation rely on them to pay bills or to give as gifts. Most tradespeople and charities could also lose out if cheques are to go. Steve Philpott is a roofer. He's been in his trade for about 30 years. I asked him what he thought would happen if people no longer paid him by cheque.
I think it's going to be a nightmare, to be honest, isn't it? So how are we going to operate? At least with a cheque, you've got a couple of days' grace, haven't you? If you're going to be buying materials, whereas if they're going to want the money off you straight away, you know, you're going to have to be hassling customers to get more money up front all the time.
Steve estimates the average price for a new roof is between £4,000 and £5,000. Far too much money for people to want to have lying around in cash. He also reckons that 99% of his customers pay him by writing out a cheque. So, what could be the answer then? Back to Luke Baker at the Post Office. He thinks there's still room for the cheque today.
In the same way that the card developed from card and signature to card and PIN number to make it more secure, it seems like there should be another step before we just suddenly say goodbye to the cheque.
Rather than become extinct, it seems organisations like the Post Office want them to evolve for the future. With pressure now being applied from the government, charities for the elderly and Confederation of Small Businesses, the cheque might not be consigned to the history books just yet. Chris Halpin, CJS News.